Well, in Texas, a plaque that's been displayed in the state capitol building since 1959 could be removed soon because it features what's called the Children of the Confederacy Creed. The creed says that the Civil War was not a rebellion and that the preservation of slavery was not an underlying cause. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott and members of the State Preservation Board will meet this Friday to discuss the plaque's fate. Joining us now is Ben Philpott, senior editor at KUT in Austin. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
And first of all, explain for us what the Children of the Confederacy is and how its creed ended up being displayed in the halls of the Texas State House.
You know, the Children of the Confederacy is just one of the dozen groups or so that sprung up in the South, especially around the time around the 1950s, to try and create a little bit of a revisionist history of the Confederate War and the reasons it was fought, and trying to place those, you know, what they would consider heroes of the Confederacy back in public view. And of course, there's also some that say, well, the reason they wanted them back in public view was to make sure people of color knew their place in the South.
And this is not the first time that this plaque has raised controversy. Several Texas lawmakers have called for it to be removed over the decades. But a Democratic state legislator named Eric Johnson renewed those calls in August of 2017, just after that Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. What is Johnson and what are other state lawmakers who are on his side saying is wrong with this plaque?
Well, it's just factually inaccurate. I mean, the whole idea of that slavery was not the underlying reason for seceding from the Union. You know, if you just look at Texas's own declaration of the causes for why the state needed to secede from the Union, slavery is mentioned multiple times, including here's one quote. It says that slavery is an institution that, according to the document, the Declaration of Causes, is, quote, which her people intend should exist in all future time. So this was something, of course, that they brought up in their declaration of why they wanted to secede from the Union. And the plaque's just, you know, just lying, basically.
And so what has changed now to make it so that there actually could be a successful movement to get rid of the plaque?
Well, I think they're not going, you know, Representative Johnson and others are not at this moment going after, you know, the dozen or so other Confederate plaques or monuments that are around the Capitol. They're not saying take down the giant statues that commemorate different, you know, brigades of Confederate soldiers mm-hmm. that fought and died in the war. They are saying take down this plaque because it is simply not telling the truth, and that there's a difference from the idea that some say of preserving history and simply removing things that are not true. And so I think that's where this has maybe gained a little more momentum.
But what about those other Confederate markers? Don't you think that people are going to start coming for them next?
Well, I think that you could have an argument on some of the things. Like, there's a portrait of Confederate President Jefferson Davis up in the Texas Capitol. I believe it's in the state Senate. You know, there you could probably make an argument there. Well, why are we honoring someone who was the president of a rebellion against the United States? But I don't know. I don't know how much further this is mostly being led by Democrats and people of color. And I don't know how much further they will get in a state that is still, you know, 100% controlled by Republicans and, of course, the majority of them being white.
But interesting that the governor, a Republican, has said that he's OK with it coming down.
Yeah. And again, I think it goes back to this idea of this is quite clearly factually inaccurate. Mm-hmm. And the idea of honoring a war dead, even Confederate war dead, is not necessarily factually inaccurate. You know, they did die. They did serve the Confederacy. But it's the argument there is, of course, you want to honor them for being in a rebellion, or, you know, can you just leave it up to say, yes, these were Texans who died in a war?
That is Ben Philpott, senior editor at KUT in Austin, Texas. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.